Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And we're also on the clock. We've got a ton of stuff to get to. I know everybody's very excited about tonight's big, big game. People have been talking about it for a couple of days. The sports world focused in tonight on one matchup. And, of course, I'm talking about Coastal Carolina and the Campbell University Camels throwing it down. Campbell University Camels, Cam. That's what we're dealing with here tonight, buddy.
Yeah, it's like, remember Joe Camel, the spokesperson for the Smokes? Yeah, the Campbell. What are they, 28.5 point dogs? I know I saw that game on the sked. I'm like, whoa, I don't ever known if the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers have been like 28, 29 point favorites. What a game.
I'll tell you what, right now, Cam, I was on you for giving away a pick early in the show, but this game is coming up. So I'm going to tell you right now, I feel like a nice bowl of Campbell soup.
So do I.
I'm going to sprinkle it with plus 28.5. Instead of crackers, I got Campbell soup and the Camels tonight. Yeah. And I've said this before, and I believe Mike Cardano has agreed with me on this. And I brought this up. I don't know how you feel about this, but I don't understand how there's not a team called the Pigeons. Like, there's every animal. They make animals up. There's everything. There's every type of bird. There's bluebird,
anteaters,
ray this. You got teams named after the sun, the rays.
Yep.
Oh, it's hot in Miami, the heat. Like, come on, man. There's a million. The anteaters, the hilltop. We can go on. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? The art.
Banana slugs.
Yeah, you banana name slugs. It. You name it, animal. Yeah, yeah, come on, man. I mean, we're naming, there's names after pigs. The Hogs, like the Razorbacks.
Like,
we're naming teams after pigs, but we can't have a team called the Pigeons, and we have a team called the Camels. Come on, the Camels? Camels?
I like the Campbell Camels. Sorry, that's awesome.
Yeah, I almost Campbells. I want a t-shirt.
I know.
Yeah. Campbell Camels. The Camels.
That's so awesome.
Like, unless you're playing like that them. Sport, and I don't know what it's called. I think it might be called, what is it? I got to get the name. I'm sure someone in the chat can refresh me, but we're going old school here. But basically, Cap, unless, like, it's the national sport of Afghanistan. Like, it's basically
polo with the skull you were used to play. Yeah, polo with the skull.
Yeah. But yeah, but instead it's a goat's head. The ball is a goat's head.
Amazing.
And they're on horses, but they beat the living crap out of each other. All right. Sylvester Stallone did it in one of the new Rambo movies. he was
nice.
There was a scene where he played, he was all good at it. smashing the head and stuff like that. You got to get it past the line. But I'll never forget our boy calling in to the sports book, the dog in Montreal, complaining that there was no lines up for it. And they're like, no, sir, we don't have lines for the Afghan goat head polo league. Hardcore stuff right there. See, unless you're in that league, the Camels. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to be taking the points here with the Camels.
Me
tonight.
Too.
I'm getting 28.5 points against Coastal Carolina. Both these teams played well last week. We'll get into that game. And all kidding aside, we have another big game tonight, the real big game, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Let's get the party started. We've got U.S. Open. We've got NFL football. We've got Cousin Sal's going to step up in it. Where are you going to get a better show than Cousin Sal Odessa? Come on. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. Let's do this thing. It's Friday. Urkel's not on TV, but we are. So let's roll. We've got Joey Odessa and Cousin Sal joining us. You want to talk about some wise guys, so-called sharps. Odessa steps up, and then we're going to talk MMA with Joey Odessa. Fireworks today. Very intense stare downs, as expected, between Colby Covington and Tyron Woodley. And, you know, you talk about 2020 and these guys playing right into character of 2020.
Exactly.
You've got Black Lives Matter versus
Matter versus. Exactly.
Like this is what it is. Like it really.
It's like a race war.
No, exactly. It really is. Like it's. It like is. If I'm Dana White, I'm like, guys, no. You're not wearing. Like, everyone, chill out. Like, we're not doing this. You know, we're not. And if they, you know, like. And you know Dana's friends with Donald Trump. So
yes,
got,
he is.
It's just you got Colby Covington decked out in MAGA gear. You got Woodley rolls out in like Black Lives Matter gear. They're facing off. It's just it's like, oh boy. And I'll tell you what, a lot of times in the UFC, you get hyped up fights. Oh, they don't like each other and stuff like that. A lot of times UFC fighters, they don't have any beef with each other. Most of them don't like anybody. They're fighters. That's why they're fighters. So it's not personal usually. It's like, I don't like the guy, but it's not personal, right? Like, but these guys don't like each other for real. They've trained together. They've been in the same gym for years together in the past. So they actually know each other and they don't like each other. I'd like nothing more, me personally, than to see Woodley like kill him. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm not betting on Covington. And, you know, it's a good thing I've got a show on Sunday morning talking NFL football because it's sober Saturdays for me, Cam. I'm all busy Sunday morning. I got to be ready for football because otherwise, after a couple of drinks, I'd definitely pull the trigger on Woodley. I'd be like, oh, come
exactly.
on, bro. Just catch
don't,
him.
And
catch
don't
him
do
once.
That again. You catch said it, though. Once. Like, Woodley's been horrible, but I also feel bad for him because you know Dana's cheering for Covington. They're both Trump supporters. Like, you have the owner, like the president of the Federation, who's obviously friends with the guy. I feel bad for Woodley, actually. It's wrong.
He's in a tough spot. He's a big underdog. Getting some football passes.
That's a big underdog.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart, some Iron Maiden to get your Friday going. Dun, 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 dun.
Great intro.
Great stuff. You can't top that that era of music, man. Iron Maiden, Judas Priest. I've been listening to it a lot. I've been listening to Whitesnake a lot recently. Old school Whitesnake, great band.
That's your
underrated.
That's your soft side. That's your soft side, Gabe. Whitesnake, because it's softer. They got some hard songs.
Well, yeah. It's not like Slayer and stuff like Exodus that I enjoy. No, but
David Coverdale, people, he can play. He can sing.
You think of Whitesnake, and we were joking about Here I Go Again and those sort of the video rock, the arena video rock. They did a couple of those songs to buy some palaces and mansions in England, Ken. You know what I mean? But Whitesnake, yes. Whitesnake's got a ton of really heavy, great stuff. They historically have had great guitars. But anyways, we'll get down to business. Although, as much as I like the Iron Maiden riff, it seems that we only play Iron Maiden on this show. So can we get some Judas Priest or some Rat or Motley Crue or something mixed in moving forward? And can we get Morikawa mixed in moving forward? Let's check in, Ken. Let's check in with my eight golfer parlay. Eight golfers
let's
to
do
make
it.
The cut here. John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Daniel Berger.
McIlroy's still there. Yep, Berger, yep. They're all in. Yep.
Webb Simpson.
Keep on going.
Yep. Webb Simpson. Xander Shifley.
Yes.
We've got one more. The guy that I put in last. And you can't make this up. I skipped him. Like, he was in order. It was like, yeah. No, I don't know about Morikawa. Skip, play. Put the parlay. Plus 232. I'm like, man, I'd really like a little more. And I'm like, what happens if I put Morikawa on it? Plus 299. Couldn't resist. Well,
yes.
Couldn't resist. Yes. Oh, no, and he's on the cut line right now.
But know what? Here's the good news. He started today at plus six, and the average score, guys are shooting. Did I tell you Sergio Garcia is going to shoot over 80 today? Did I tell you Jordan Spieth is looking at a smooth 82? These guys are 11 over on the day. Morikawa is even on the day. He's right on the cut line now. It might move to seven, and he's on TV right now. He's got a couple holes left. I'm rooting for you, buddy, because I need him to make the cut, too, for some other bets. This is great. And our one bet that came in, Tiger Woods, we talked about it. He would not make the cut. This course is too tough for him. Once you go into the long grass, he's an older guy, man. He's in his mid-40s, his back, his legs, the surgeries. It does not work. You need to be a guy to keep it in play. And you brought up a point, Gabe, when we were talking about guys like Brendan Todd. Hits it nowhere, straight. Webb Simpson, straight to the green. Take your par. Move on to the next hole. Guys like that are playing really well. And I'll tell you a story, buddy. If you didn't see the early wave, only two golfers this morning. Two out of the whole field shot under par in the morning wave. Bubba Watson and Bryson DeChambeau, big hitters, actually, early. They did a great job. And Bryson DeChambeau is the co-leader. He came out of nowhere. Him and Patrick Reed are leading right now.
You know, and it's amazing. Bryson DeChambeau, exactly as Kev stated, a lot of the big names. And as expected, we talked about this Thursday. You know, sort of you'll have some of the guys hanging around, some of the long shots hanging around. But on a course like this, when it's all said and done, you know it's going to be a big-name Sunday. And right now, Bryson DeChambeau tied for the lead with Patrick Reed. Cabrera Bello having a nice tournament so far. He's two under, one shot back right now. Hello, Harris English, two under.
He's
right good. Now. Yeah. Justin he's Thomas, good. Also two under, T3. Kokrak, one under in sixth place. Brendan Todd, a guy I identified earlier in the week as a long bomb to be the first round leader. He was 60-1 to be the first round leader after play on Thursday. And here he is. He wasn't, but hell of a tournament so far for Brendan Todd. He's shooting even. Xander's in seventh place right now. As you stated, Cam, a lot of our top 20s looking good. Our Tiger Woods not to make the cut. I tell you, FanDuel had some great odds up for that. Plus 156 for Tiger not to make the cut. It was a lot lower elsewhere. Great numbers at FanDuel for you golf bettors. And I got to tell you, too, I don't know if there's a sports book out there, Cam, that has more golf props and different stuff. The finishing positions, the top, dude, you can go all the way down to top 40 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The ultra teaser. You know what I mean? Like, ton of golf options. Ton of golf options. You're betting a guy to be top 40. I don't know what you're doing at that point.
Yeah.
Tony Finau, we got him top 20. He's T17. Let's get a quick, some curling. Odds check right now. Justin Thomas, plus 430. Bryson DeChambeau, plus 470. Patrick Reed. I tell you, Cam, I think Patrick Reed's going to be there on Sunday.
I have him.
He's my pick. Yeah, fight. One of our picks, Gabe.
Yeah, I know. And he was 34-1.
Correct. I have him at, I put 30 bucks on him at 34-1. Trust me, I'm cheering for Patrick Reed. There's a lot of our guys that are lingering right now. So you're right about the top 20s.
Rob, oh, definitely. Like you
What's
said,
his odds?
12-1.
See, it's not. See, that's the thing. These guys are smart. They understand. Rahm has come back from strokes back before. It's hard at the U.S. Open because it's more of a grind. But if you're going to look at some guys right now, and I told you, like, I thought Webb Simpson, he just birdied the final hole. He's only two over. Brendan Todd, he's an interesting guy. Also, if you're looking for... if you want some guys kind of off the radar a little bit, Hideki Matsuyama, I've been watching him today with the eye test, Gabe. He's playing really well. Striking the ball well. He's missed a couple putts again, like a typical Matsuyama form. Yeah, I think he's I think he can still win. And FanDuel's smart. They offer 20-1 because they know he actually has a good chance in this thing still. It's good. It's a great tournament so far.
Yeah, and hey, DeChambeau is a guy that you and I have taken some pot shots at. This would be a big win for DeChambeau. I can't imagine this guy's ego, though, if he wins this after.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he gets there. Justin Thomas in the mix as well. I don't know. Patrick Reed, I got a feeling about Patrick Reed being there. And our boy Xander Shifley, he's in the mix. 9-1 right now, Cam.
I told you. So Xander Shifley at the start of the tournament was 14. He's three shots back and he's 8. That's a good number. When you look at the other guys, you have to identify, Gabe, in a golf tournament, who can really win? Who's the Thursday and Friday Warriors and a couple other guys? Like, there's a few guys there that I'm looking that are playing okay, but I don't expect them to be there. Xander Shifley, he bogeyed a couple holes down the stretch, but I've watched him. He is steady Eddie. He's good, man. And I think on Sunday, he has a real good chance. I got to give Justin Thomas credit too, Gabe. He started today at 5-under. He had it all the way to like even. He was 5-over, like out of the gate, bogey, double. He was horrible, and he's grinded back to a -2. That's a sign of a good player, whereas a lot of guys, once they start like that, it's like an avalanche, and then they're done. But he's grinding hard.
Well, speaking of the avalanche, they've been done for a couple of weeks right now.
Yep.
But the Stanley Cup finals are now officially set. They're dropping the puck on Saturday night. We'll get to that on In-Game Live a little bit later on. But just a quick line check right now for everybody. The Tampa Bay Lightning come in as big favorites here, and I don't agree. I think the numbers are a little bit too high. Tampa Bay Lightning, -180, game one. Dallas Stars, +155. Total is 5.5, -150, shaded to the under. And as far as the series price is concerned, Tampa Bay Lightning, -195. Dallas Stars, +155. To me, this is more of a toss-up pick'em than Tampa being -195, which already puts me on the Dallas in the Dallas Stars car right now coming into game one, Cam, due to the number.
Yeah, we were on the Blues. We were on the underdog this time, and I think I'm going back to the Dallas Stars. At my sports book, I would have made probably Tampa Bay $1.30. I think the number's inflated. And let's remember something. You've been in the hub this long. You don't want to go home now. You've already paid your dues. You got to finish this off with a Stanley Cup. And Dallas, Jamie Benn, a guy that used to disappear after having a good game. He'd have five bad games every day. Radulov, the defense that they have. Hudobin's getting confidence. Best defense. Sorry, Tampa Bay. You better watch out, man, because the Dallas Stars are locked and loaded. They have a lot of talent on that team.
All right, we're going to get into some UFC with Joey Odessa. Don't worry, we've got a ton of NFL talk coming up after Joey Odessa joins us. We'll break down a UFC card with Joey. Then Cousin Sal's going to join us. We'll talk some NFL. We're going to get into the Denver Nugget and the Los Angeles Laker game, Major League Baseball, and more. Game Time Decisions continues.
Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Cousin Sal is going to step up in it. But later on, we're going to get some NFL picks from Cousin Sal, break it down. I think there's a couple of underdog plays this week, a couple of traps on the board as well. But let's talk some UFC right now with one of the best in the business, longtime MMA odds maker, and part of a great crew, great podcast. Follow all the action with Joey Odessa and company. Joey Odessa steps up in it. How you doing, Joey?
What's up, G? What's up, Cam?
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. We'll get right down to business. Since time always flies, Joey, when you're on the show. So I was talking earlier, I guess we got the 2020 in a nutshell here, MAGA versus Black Lives Matter with with Colby and Tyron Woodley. So, you know, I'm telling you guys right now, it's a good thing there's not fans. Like, you know,
I agree.
You start selling this angle, you get 20,000 drunk guys, bro. It's gonna, dude, I've been to a million UFC events, all right? So it can. I saw one of the biggest brawls of my life, bro, ever at a UFC event in Vegas with a bunch of Hawaiian dudes. I was sitting in the section with them. And I knew right away. Don't look at them. Don't say anything. And I'm a mouthy guy sometimes. And like, you know what I mean? I was like, don't. And I warned everyone. I'm like, guys, don't do it. Like, really. Don't even, like, talk. Don't look at them. And thank God I was on the same side of all the fights with them. But on the way out, dude, there it was like the Walking Dead. There was like 300 people on the floor. These guys were dropping cops. Bam, boom. And it always sort of gets that way. Like, people take sides fast at these UFC events. So anyways, I got to be honest. It has nothing to do with any of that crap we were just talking about. I think they're both unlikable people. But with that being stated, I'd like to see Covington, you know, really get messed up, but I don't think Woodley can do it, yet I can't lay this big price, Joey. What do you make of the number here compared to the actual fight itself?
Wow. I mean, this fight opened, Colby Covington opened minus 250, and they bet him up now. To put this in perspective, Covington has not been this big of a favorite since he fought Barbarino. And Woodley, I mean, look, Woodley didn't look too good in his last two fights, but I mean, with all the political stuff going on around, you know, and outside of the octagon with these two, I mean, you got to think that if Woodley's ever going to show up, it's going to be tomorrow, you know, it's going to be tomorrow night for this fight. I don't feel comfortable laying that price. One, because, look, Covington got stopped in his last fight. Granted, he might say the referee came in and whatnot, you know, and it was, that the referee shouldn't have stopped. He got stopped. He took some damage in that fight, too, so you don't know where he's going to be. And I look at this fight, and I say, man, you know, Woodley's got to hurt him to win. And then I look at the fight, and I say, well, you know, Colby's output. And, you know, I'm not trying to coach bagels it right now because everybody's talked about the X's and O's. But I think Tyrone Woodley can hurt him. And I think that if Colby thinks otherwise, I think he's going to have a problem. Now, granted, do I want to go lay, you know, 3.5-1? The number's high enough to keep me off Colby Covington. But it might not be, you know, I'm not trying to bet value because you know how that value stuff works out. It usually doesn't. I'm looking at this fight and I'm saying, you can't lay Colby Covington in this fight. They give you no choice with this number but to bet on the dog Tyron Woodley.
Yeah, it's a situation too where I like where you said too, like, that's my beef with Woodley. He's been good to me in the past. He had a hell of a run, but he hasn't pulled the trigger in the last couple of fights. And there's been that a lot of, and I've fallen for it. Ah, you know, I'm sending him to the hospital. I'm not playing around this time. This is real. And I'm like, it better be real because your career's on the line right now. He's kind of lucky he got this turnaround fight this quick. And he never backs it up. And I don't mind. You and I often talk about it, Joey, the honest effort. I don't feel like I get an honest effort from Woodley sometimes. And I don't mean that in a way that he's, you know, anything nefarious, but he gets there and he doesn't fight. It's something, you know what I mean? There's a fight to this stuff with longtime fighters where they can't pull the trigger anymore. They get stuck. It's a weird scenario. But I like what you said, Joey. If there's ever a time where he almost throws everything out and is just a guy that he wants to kick the crap out of in front of. It's not his UFC career. It's nothing. It's just like, I'm going to get this guy. You know what I mean? I don't care about the UFC. I want to punch this guy in the face. And I sort of get that feeling too, where to me it's Woodley or pass. And I get it. I get it. I know everything. I've lost on Woodley in the past and I've won on Woodley in the past. I know this guy well. And it's, you know, to me at plus 290, it's Woodley or pass here. And not only that too, Woodley's actually from Ferguson, where a hell of a lot of this stuff actually started. Years ago. He's actually from Ferguson, Missouri, specifically Missouri Tiger, standout with Michael Chandler and company. Missouri's got some tough guys at that university come out of there. All right, Joey, so speaking of tough guys.
There's a couple of things here that I want to get out about this fight. You look at this, you look at Colby, and these moves, these early line moves, haven't been holding up. When I'm saying that, you know, the early money that's been coming in hasn't been holding up. That's one red flag when I look at Colby Covington here. The second thing that I'm looking at is that he's coming off of that loss. He's coming off of that.
Joey Odessa, will reconnect with Joey here right now. And Cam, it's funny because we were talking about, Woodley, you don't want to do it, but at this big number, Woodley's almost like the Cleveland Browns of football. You know what I mean? Or the Bengals. You get, it's like, they're getting a lot of points. Speaking of which, the Bengals actually did cover the point spread.
They did. Backdoor. Backdoor. We'll take it.
the Bengals did cover the point spread. But I can't lay this price with Covington. And that's thing with Woodley. I think it kind of is personal. I think he, at this point, look, the guy was a UFC champion. He had a good career. Yeah, very few UFC fighters actually end on a high note anyways. But I don't, you know, the thing with Woodley is now, Joey, he doesn't really put, I think a good way of putting it is, he doesn't really have a hell of a lot to lose. His reputation's already.
Exactly.
Like, he goes in there sort of just saying, you know what? Screw everyone. I don't like Covington. I'm not doing this for Dana. I'm not doing this for the loser fans that all hate me anyways. I'm doing this for myself. That's one angle I like about it. But Covington's a damn good fighter, Joey.
Oh, real good fighter. I mean, tremendous fighter. But again, like I said, I mean, there are some red flags. You know, camp, the line movement, getting stopped in his last fight. I mean, those three things right there. And he's over a 3-1 favorite. Like I said, this is the biggest favorite he's been since he was only – he closed minus 315 versus Brian Barberino. You know, since when is, if to put things in perspective, I just don't, you know, I think a little bit more of Tyron Woodley than I do of Barberino.
Joey Odessa kicking it with us, repping the Yankees. If they're losing games, now you're back.
They're hot. Back the Yankees, they're hot.
What else you got there?
We got the million contest, too.
I thought you're not holding up a jet hat. Where's your jet hat?
No. I burned the jet hat.
I think they can cover this week.
JBL and them guys. I chose the Jets, and of course, we lost with it.
Yeah. Not against my Bills. Not against the Bills, but I tell you, against San Francisco, that game can be a trap. All right, so we got Nico Price and Cowboy Cerrone. It's going to be a fun fight. Like, and I don't know, I guess only hardcores would really remember, But you remember the Nico Price Luque fight, Joey? Man, those guys was like, man, I was rocking, sock'em, bloody, crazy, over the top. What do you make? Do you think the right favorite is here? How much does the Cowboy have left in the tank? Cowboy usually loses, and then every once in a while, every two or three fights, he'll show up, he'll win. He's already a legend, speaking of nothing to prove right now. Both their styles are made for each other. Cowboy Cerrone has a much higher fighter IQ, but you know Nico Price is sort of an aggressor, and he's going to get in Cowboy's face. What do you make of this one?
You know, you'd almost think guaranteed that it's not going to go the distance, you know, as far as a total. Cowboy only loses to talent. Lost to Ferguson, title contender. Gaethje, title contender coming up. McGregor, we all know who McGregor is. And then he lost to Pettis, who I think's best years were behind him. But I think Cowboy matches up all right in this fight with Nico Price. Nico Price probably come out trying to blitz him. And, you know, Cowboy, you got to be on your game to beat Cowboy. Cowboy, you know, I've said with the McGregor fight, maybe he mailed it in a little too early. But Cowboy's not a guy. Cowboy doesn't lose to slouches. You know what I mean? You got to go back. He beat that Ally Quinte. He beat Anthony Hernandez. I mean, granted, these are what? When was it? 2019? Just a year ago. He's just so active, and he's just gotten so lumped up against Murderer's Row there. Like I said, McGregor, Gaethje, and Ferguson. And Pettis. You know, again, Pettis long in the tooth. But, you know, this is not a walkover fight for Nico Price. Nico's $1.50. Now, this whole main card, I could see the favorites running through on this card, you know, from the beginning of the main card to the end, with the exception, and I know that you're excited for this fight, this Johnny Walker fight against Ryan Spann. I mean, Walker, you've been on this Walker in the past, and he's kind of laid an egg his last two times out, but this is a good spot here for Ryan Spann. And it's coming from a guy, if you remember, we talked on previous shows, Ryan Spann's 4-0 in the UFC, and I'm probably, at best, and it's a stretch, 2-2 betting Ryan Spann. But I think he wins tomorrow. I think he beats Walker for a few reasons. I think that Walker's weight was too high for this fight when he started training camp. And the other thing, the elephant in the room that we're not hearing a lot about, is he had COVID. And look at, what's his name, Daniel Cormier. In hindsight, geez, I'd have liked to know that Cormier had COVID during his training camp. I mean, they kept that. I don't know how I didn't hear that when he fought Stipe. You know, whether it would have brought me off of him. Cormier said it didn't really affect his performance. But I think with these bigger guys, I said earlier in the week.
Odessa.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Our apologies to Joey Odessa on the way out there. The break came like a hammer. It came like a hammer. Came down like an anvil. Boom.
It did.
All right, sorry, Joey. Break came. Poor Joey too. After the segment said, "What happened? I lost you guys."
Yeah, I'm still there, guys.
That's what happened. We went to a break. Yeah, it's bad when the guest doesn't know, but onwards and upwards. Now we're talking football. You know, Joey Odessa's a Jet fan. I said, "Where's your Jet hat?" He had a Yankee hat on. Yeah, trendy, typical. Oh, now the Yankees are winning. He goes, "Oh, no, the Jets suck. I burned the Jet hat." I think the Jets can cover the spread this week. It's one of those that makes no sense. There's no logic to it. But Cousin Sal knows all about that, about the no logic football league. Cousin Sal steps up in it. Sal, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I love, love, love the profanity watching the golf on TV that I don't think your audience is privy to, but I enjoyed it waiting to get on here. Terrific.
Yeah, well, I was sorry to offend you, Sal, because I know.
I'm not offended.
I know. You know what? We've got golf. We've got everything. And listen, before we get into the football, actually, what about tonight? You getting into how about the DJ special tonight? with Campbell Soup University in Coastal Carolina and the NBA game. Before we get into the football, any action tonight, Sal?
I stayed away from the Friday night action. I need a day to decompress after last night and what's coming up this weekend. But yes, Coastal Carolina laying the point seems fine here.
All right, so what about this Jet 49er game? 49ers going to be without George Kittle. And, Jimmy G doesn't have a lot of weapons to work with. His numbers are kind of skewed even from last week. It was one big play to Mostert, actually. And I get it. The Jets are terrible. I usually don't buy in. I had the Bills. I laid the points last week. But laying 7 points on the road here, even in a fanless stadium, what's your take on that game, Sal?
It seems like a lot of points here. By the way, how ironic is it that San Francisco is flying to New Jersey seeking out better air quality? It really doesn't seem to make sense. anyone going to New Jersey with that. But I think you're right. It might seem too easy to take the under because I don't know where the offense is coming from in any of these. But Sam Darnold was like 6-0 in his last home, 6 starts. I think Le'Veon Bell, I think it's addition by subtraction. He slow played the hamstring injury, and now it's a real injury. And now he's out making another album. That's great. I kind of like the Jets and the points. Like you said, San Francisco really, really banged up, and they didn't seem to have their offense in sync last week against a Cardinals secondary that isn't exactly gangbusters. So I think this is like a 17-13, 20-17 game. I would take the points.
You know, last week, guys, there was like 5, 6, 7 games that jumped off the page. Mm-hmm. I find it trickier this week. Another underdog, Cam and Sal, that I think is kind of flying under the radar right now. It's not going to be a popular public pick, which means it'll probably win. Are the Houston Texans getting 7.5 points against the visiting Baltimore Ravens? They throttled Cleveland last week, Cam and Sal. But, yeah, I think the Texans plus 7.5. It's like it's just a game that – people aren't going to want to take, which means, Cam, it's going to cover.
You know what it is, Gabe, and you said that, and Cousin Sal knows too. Public underdogs, that's where they go to die. You want to be on the ones like Indianapolis and Jacksonville. Who's betting Jacksonville? That type of thing. Those ones win. So I agree with you 100%. And I was going to, Gabe, I love Houston. I was going to ask Cousin Sal too, how do you attack week two, Sal? There's a lot of overreactions, right? You look at one team. Ooh, they're great. Are they really that good? It's 1 week into the damn season, so you see inflated lines. So I'm kind of going this way with one game. I'm not sure how you feel about it. I like the Eagles to bounce back against the Rams. The Rams look pretty good against Dallas. Dallas offensive line, they were ravaged. They had injuries. Horrible play calling at the end of that game. And I know the Eagles lost to the Washington football team, but sometimes, you know what I mean, Sal? It's an overreaction. You gotta plug your nose and hope for the best. But I like the Eagles. It's basically a pick 'em. You got to lay one with these guys. What do you think?
You know, this is one of the ones that I loved early in the week, and then everybody was on it. Everyone's on the Eagles, and maybe now more so
because
we have the news out of Miles Sanders and Lane Johnson, and you need a good offensive line, obviously, when Aaron Donald's in the quarterback's face every week. But this is now – it's a trendy pick, but it's also a sharp pick. It went from -1.5 to +1.5, or the other way around if you're taking the Eagles. My big pick – I'll tell you what, I'm with you. I like Gabe. I like the Texans. That's an underdog that people aren't playing. And if you could bet it up to 7.5, take an extra half point. By the way, the Ravens, talk about overreactions. The Ravens are going to be good. The Texans, not necessarily going to be bad because they lost to the Chiefs. They have 10 days to prepare. And the Ravens might be looking at next Monday night's game against the Chiefs. They might be looking forward. I don't mind Deshaun Watson in that offense. I like the 7, 7.5 if you can get it.
I like the extra prep time as well. Good call, Sal, as far as the slight look ahead. And, listen, the back door is going to be open. You have Deshaun Watson. They're going to be able to move the football there. I wanted to ask you, and, you know, it's almost a philosophical. We're going to get deep here right now. But it's almost like a philosophical debate. How are you a trend guy? Like, so let me throw this out to you. The Minnesota Vikings, 19-3-1 against the spreads off a loss with Zimmer when facing a non-division opponent. Now, Zimmer always feast on non-division opponents. I've been feasting on this over the years with this type of trend. So 19-3-1 against the spread, off a loss against a non-division opponent, Mike Zimmer. Cam discounts this stuff. Cam doesn't, you know, he could care less like Joe Namath. I could care less if they're struggling.
Less about your stats struggling.
Cam could care less about the trends. What, are you a trend better? Do you look up trends at all? Do you discount? Oh, yeah. Do they scare you? What's your take on trends, Sal?
I love trends. The problem is you could find just as many usually on one side as you can the other. Like, I bet the Colts are pretty good record after a loss. I'm just guessing because that AFC South is so miserable and every team like zigzags every week. But that 19-3-1 is a tough trend to buck. I think the Vikings ultimately are the better team. And if you can get them on the road, which isn't even really the road anymore, getting points, I don't mind that at all.
So what game, well, you talked about liking the Houston Texans. What else catches your eye this week?
Let's see. Well, I think Dallas, I mean, they're my team, and this line is jumping around so much, but I would like the over in this. I would take over 54 points between them and Atlanta. You're not going to see, like I said, Aaron Donald, like what he did with the Cowboys last week. The Falcons since last year and including last week have 31 sacks. They don't pressure the quarterback at all. I think Mike McCarthy kind of has to let that offense fly a little. Dak didn't throw downfield too much. And by the way, Cowboys secondary is banged up too. They have that linebacker position that's cursed. Leighton Van Der Esch is out now. It used to be Sean Lee. So don't expect big things out of their defense too. I think 35-30, similar to what we saw last night. I think this game gets in the 60s.
It's crazy how Van Der Esch was brought in to be the new Sean Lee, and he became literally the new Sean Lee.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he really did. So Sean Lee true. And Van Der Esch both. Yeah. Now they're you're both.
Neck injuries.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm not just saying that. I did a radio hit earlier in the day in Florida, and I gave my picks, and I said, I don't see either team stopping anybody here. You look at Russell Wilson last week. Carved up this Atlanta secondary. Dak Prescott. And the Cowboys offense, guys, is always better at home. It's pretty crazy. I was looking at Amari Cooper's stats, too. Amari on the road, Amari at home. Yeah, a big difference. They're just, you know, Dak on the road, Dak at home. They're more comfortable. And even though it's like a fan list, they're actually going to have about 25,000 fans there just to feel comfortable at least. But it doesn't mean I would want to lay the points here, Sal, the 4.5. To me, like you said, this feels like it's whoever has the ball last wins, unless they just run the ball a million times with Zeke Elliott. But it doesn't seem like they're going to do that. So I like the over a lot in this football game, too.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about a backdoor cover like we saw last night. It's very, very possible with the Matt Ryan's offense, get Ridley or Julio Jones if he is playing indeed. So, yeah, take the over.
I'm all about the underdogs this week. Let me ask you, and Cam, I don't know how you feel about this one. The New York Giants and the Chicago Bears. Do you want to be laying 5.5 points with the Chicago Bears, Cam? I don't.
No, I don't. And that line actually shocked me. And what did we see? We see the progression. Jones with Slayton, you know, that they looked comfortable in that game. They actually played, they dominated Pittsburgh early. Remember, they couldn't punch it in from the two and the mistakes they made. Jones, that's what he does, though. He makes brilliant plays and then bonehead plays. He's still a kid. You know, he's learning. But the Chicago Bears needed a miracle to come back against Detroit. And let's remember, half of Detroit's team was hurt. Their secondary was banged up. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't feel comfortable laying 5.5 with the Bears. And I love your Jets pick, Gabe. I think I'm going to make the New York Jets dog as well this week. And I love Houston. Those are the two dogs that I do like. But I'm with you. I have no faith in Chicago as a favorite. None.
I'm glad you didn't say, oh, I'm going to make the New York Jets like my best bet, big, big play of the week, because there's people swimming in the Hudson right now that have done that. Right? Didn't end well. didn't end well for them. Sal, another total I'm looking at here, Carolina and Tampa Bay. Carolina's defense, and I'm not I hate when people cap games. Well, last week this happened. I don't care what happened last week. We're not betting what happened last week. But with that being stated, Carolina really do have defensive problems. Offensively, they've got some good talent. You know, they got McCaffrey, Bridgewater's a good quarterback. You know, you've got wide receivers, you know, Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Samuel, etc. We saw last week they can move the football, but they're not going to be able to stop anybody. They're totally rebuilt on the defensive side of the ball. New coach and a defensive-minded coach is rebuilding here. Then we get Tampa Bay. Godwin's going to be out, but total 47.5 here. What's your take on this game? FanDuel 8.5 right now, buck favorites, and total 47.5. It's got to get to 47.5. Can it go? We got to go over the number here, in my opinion. What's your take?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you here. I think the 8.5 is too many. People are penciling in this as a blowout for Tom Brady. But like you said, Godwin's hurt. I do think it gets over. I like what you said about Bridgewater. For a guy who got familiar with his receivers on Zoom, he's kind of got it together. Like you said, Robbie Anderson at 112 yards or something last week. I think they put up some points, but Tampa probably gets the last score, and we see like a, you know, 30 to 24 kind of game in the mid-50s puts it over.
What do you think, Sal, about this New England-Seattle game? I'm a Seattle fan, but I know New England, they beat Miami, didn't look really great doing so, and Seattle's offense really clicked, but it's against Atlanta's D that's one of the worst in the NFL. I find this to be a tough game, and I'll get your opinion too, Morenci. Like, I want to take Seattle, buddy, but something's telling me that, like, New England can hang around and cover that number, like a real tight game, like maybe a field goal game, and it's 4, 4.5. What do you think, Sal?
It's just tough because Gabe talked about last week, you don't really learn so much from both of these teams' games last week. You said the one against Atlanta's defense, one of the worst. That's what Seattle did. But New England had 3 picks against Miami. You know they're not going to do that against Russell Wilson. I just don't want Carroll to wilt like a flower. I just wonder if he has PTSD from the Super Bowl every time he meets up with Belichick. I think he's got the better team. I'm going to take your team laying the 4 points. I think they're better than one score on top of New England.
It's too bad, and I'll give my opinion on that game later. We've only got about a minute left with Sal here. It's too bad. A lot of things are too bad in 2020, but Monday night we got the Saints. And we've got the Raiders, first game officially in Las Vegas. Raiders getting 5.5. And I've noticed the so-called, you know, a lot of handicappers and people pimping the Saints this week and sort of discounting the Raiders here. I'm getting 5.5 points. The Saints offense wasn't great. They're without Michael Thomas. Give me the points, Sal. We got about 20 seconds.
I'm with you. Same way. I think after this week, you're going to start hearing a lot of buzz about is Drew Brees their top quarterback, or do we bring in Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston? Take the points.
You know what? It's crazy. I used to think Taysom Hill, you guys are nuts. Taysom Hill.
That's great.
Every time the kid's on the field, good stuff happens. Cousin Sal.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, thanks to Cousin Sal for joining us, man. The first hour of the show is just flown by with Odessa and Sal. And yeah, it doesn't matter who you are. You get the hammer. The hammer comes down. We got to go. And we have to go there once again with Cousin Sal. So we're on the clock right now. The NBA game's coming up a little bit later on. We'll get into that in the next hour. We'll get you caught up to date as far as the U.S. Open golf is concerned. But baseball right now, Cam, we've got the Pirates and the Cardinals. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, the Blue Jays and the Phillies, the White Sox and the Cincinnati Reds. Wow, that's a big time, cool game. Your Cincinnati Reds and your Chicago White Sox. It's like your two kids are fighting in the backyard here now.
I don't like it.
Although I tell you what, I've been riding the White Sox a lot. So as well, 33-17, man, a dominant baseball team. Right now, but the Reds are on playing their best baseball, 7-3 in their last 10 games. What do you make of this game tonight?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I actually like the White Sox have clinched the playoffs, Gabe, so I would actually look at the Reds. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I know nothing about this pitcher, Stever, going for the White Sox. Probably a call-up. I don't know anything about him because they've already clinched, so maybe they partied. Male's been pretty good for your strikeout prop, and they're minus 126, so I have a lean to the Reds in that game. Also, part two of the doubleheader, kind of looking at the Blue Jays after they lost the first game. I think they can win the second game. Looking for a dance partner with maybe Tampa Bay, but then they also clinched a playoff spot too. Very, very tough board, buddy. I don't know what to do with some of these games, man. Baseball card, really tough today.
And it is.
We took Campbell's
suit. It really is. I've got, last night we went 3-1. We gave you 4 strikeout props. We won 3 of them. We really have been killing these on the show. We've got 3 more tonight. Kyle Hendricks, over 5.5. Kyle Hendricks, over 5.5 against the Minnesota Twins. Chicago Cubs and Twins. Give me Zach Gallen, over 5.5. He'll strike out 6 Houston Astro batters. And Tyler Glass now over 7.5. More picks on the other side in game live.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.